Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we discussed the case of the man whose mother had been married, and then she received a civil divorce, and then she married another man, and this child was the product of that union. And we were speaking in the first shiur about how the aid that they found of the first marriage was a Mechal Shabbos. So can you assume that if now he's a Mechal Shabbos, he was a Mechal Shabbos at that time as well? And we were going back and forth to try to prove whether you can say that he was then a Mechal Shabbos, which would nullify his testimony, or you cannot say he was a Mechal Shabbos, in which case his testimony would be valid. El Shadayin Yesh Lodin B'zeh says Chacham Ovadia, this is in the 8th volume of the Abiyah Omer and Chelek Eben Ezer and Simen Hay. El Shadayin Yesh Lodin B'zeh Lefim Ashkaz V'pnei Yoshua Shecheskes Kashus Yichazaka Da'asim Mikoch Ruba. So we should still discuss this based on the Pnei Yoshua, who says that a Cheskes Kashus is a Chazaka that comes from a Rov, because Rov Yisrael are Ksherim. And if a woman was Mizane when she's a Pnuya, so she's not Me'a Rov, because Rov Benos Israel don't do such naughty stuff. And therefore, there's no Cheskes Kashus, and we can say she was Mizana when she was an Eish HaSikshas. If we have a suffix, when the woman was Mizana, she was Mizana when she, this is a Pnei Yoshua in Gittin Yotai, she was Mizana when she was an Eish HaSikshas, when she was a Pnuya. So you're going to say she's a Cheskes Kashus? So say that she wasn't, if she's a Cheskes Kashus, that would mean that she wasn't Mizana at all. But once you know that she was Mizana, so why then say that she was Mizana when she was a Pnuya? Say she was Mizana when she was an Eish HaSikshas? Because she lost her Cheskes Kashus. The very fact that we know she was Mizana means she no longer has a Cheskes Kashus. So don't say she's a Cheskes Kashus, and therefore she wasn't Mizana when she was an Eish HaSikshas. Because if she was Mizana when she was a Pnuya, she also loses her Cheskes Kashus. So once you say, oh, she was Mizana and she was in Pnuya, so then she also could have been Mizana as an Eish HaSikshas. So once she loses her Cheskes Kashus, she loses her Cheskes Kashus. Because we have a row that row of women are kosher. She lost her this chazaka. And let's say then that she was Mizana and she was an Eish HaSikshas. So according to this, this aid who lost his Cheskes Kashrus, because the Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, he's Yatzim Mechal Yisrael. So we shouldn't have to take into account, we shouldn't have to reckon with his Cheskes Kashrus at all. Let's say, until now, he had a Cheskes Kashrus. No. You see that he's out of the Rov, because Rov Jews are kosher. You see that he's out of the Rov. Once you took him out of the Rov Jews being kosher, to say that beforehand he was also an Abbasader. Say at the time of the Eidus he was also Mechal Shabbos. And so writes the Chikrei Lev and Yoredeya, Simen Yer Aleph, Daf Chav Beis, Sof Amar Aleph, and on, that I'll be the Pnei Yoshua, we should disqualify the Mafreya, a Shochet. Because once you find that the Shochet isn't from now, so he's out of the Rov of most people being kosher. And therefore say, just like he's out of the Rov of most people being kosher now, so then who says before he was kosher? You want to give him a Cheskes Kashrus until now. You only gave him a Cheskes Kashrus because Rov are Beseder. But you see that he's not part of the Rov. So once he's out of the Rov, so say also beforehand he wasn't okay. However, in the Shara Melech, in the third parak of the Chazish Salach Yadalid, he writes that Adarama, Chazaka that comes Mikoch Rov is stronger than a regular Chazaka. And therefore, even if there's a Reisa, we're Mamira Chazaka Kamaisa. So if you have a Reisa now, but it doesn't matter, because we have a Chazaka that comes Mikoch Rov. So since Cheskes Kashrus is Mikoch Rov, that most Jews are Kosher. So let's make this Cheskes Kashrus as long as we can, keep it as long as we can. So he's talking about with his Reisa. So his Reisa, is he going to lose his Chazaka or not? You say no. Since it's a Chazaka that comes in Mikoach Rov, you have to keep the Chazaka, because Rov is stronger than a Chazitam Chazaka. So here also, we have a Rov that Rov Yisrael Ksherim, so keep it as long as you can. So say that when he gave the Eidus for the marriage, he was Kosher, he wasn't a Mechal Shabbos. And the Tshuvas Nachlas David in Simon Chavov, he writes in the name of Chaim Yivalajan that even though we paskin that Ruv a Chazaka, Ruv a Adiv, Rov is better than a Chazaka, that's Dafka Chazaka de Meikara. Rove is stronger than a chazaka meikar, that something was in a certain state, and you assume it remains that way. A rove is stronger than that. But a chazaka that comes because of a rove is stronger than a stam chazaka. So you see the strength of a chazaka that comes mikoach rove. And that's this cheskas kashrus. And so writes the Pnei Yehoshua and Ksubis in its Kuntrasachar and Oslamet, that cheskas kashrus is very strong, because it's a chazaka that comes mikoach the rove. And so writes in the Tshuvas Beis Halevi, the cheskas kashrus to Yisrael is melamalam mikol safek v'afil achar reisa. We say that regular fnei reisa v'ade kasher haya. Wow, this is in Siman Dalet and page Tes Sof Amud Beis in the Tshuvas Beis Halevi, that a cheskas kashrus of a Jew is so strong melamalam mikol safek. And even if there's a reisa, we say that until one moment before the reisa, reisa is like a weakness in the chazaka. Until one moment that preceded the reisa, the person was vaday kasher. And so writes in the Tshuvas Beis She'arim, Chelik Yerideh, Siman Tes Zayin, Ayin Sham. And he argues with this Pnei Yehoshua that we mentioned earlier, the Pnei Yehoshua in Gittin Yud Zayin, who says that Cheskas Kashrus comes from Rov, the Rov Yisrael Aksherim. So the moment you see this woman was Mizana, she loses her Cheskas Kashrus, she's out of the box, she loses her Chazakas. So just like you could say she did it when she was a Pnuya, say she was Mizana and she was an Eish Hashish. But he argues with that. He says, no, it's a very strong Chazaka, and you have to assume the best for a Jew. So until you, if you're misupik, whether it was she was a Pnuya or an Eish Hashish, assume the best, assume she was a Pnuya. Another problem with the Pnei Yehoshua is what the Maharish Dam writes. The Maharish Dam, Chelik Choshen Mishpat Simen Shin Yud, V'rishona Omar, Shadavar Golev Yadua, Shekol Yisrael B'cheskes K'sherim Heim, Kmo Shanarum Behem V'cheya B'cheskes Isra Omedes, Nishcha B'cheskes Heter Omedes, Ad Shivod L'cha B'me Nitrifo, Kmo Kein Kol Bar Yisrael Aso Hashem Yashem Et Chilas B'riyaso, V'cheskes Kasher Hu Omed, So he doesn't agree with the Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua says, like we said, that once you see that this girl was Mizana, so you can assume the worst. So the Maharish Dam says no. It's a well-known thing that Jews have Becheskes Kashrus. And we have a rule that a behemoth, when it's alive, is Becheskes Isser. It was Shechted, it's Becheskes Heter, until you know otherwise. So to a Jew, is to assume the best about a Jew, that he's Becheskes Kasher, until you know otherwise. So the Pnei Yehoshua says not to be Mitchashev with a person's Becheskes Kashrus, not to reckon with a person's cheskas kashrus once you see that they're not beseder. But he says no, that as long as, similar to what we saw before, that as long as you know that the person's beseder, then assume the best. And don't say, no, they don't have their cheskas kashrus, so mamela, assume the worst. No. Every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, to assume the best as long as we can. And in the Tshuvas Beis She'arim in Chelek Eben Ezer and Siman Gimel, he proves the opposite of the Pnei Yehoshua from what we say in Chulin. Famous Yad Aleph Amid Beis, how do you know you follow a Rov? And you learn from Maka Aviv, Shechayev Misa. And when someone strikes his father, he's Chayev Misa. How do you know it's his father? Maybe his mother was unfaithful. So it must be that you go after the Rov, the Rov Bilos Archar Abal. So that's how you know you go after a Rov, because you kill somebody for hitting his father. Maybe it's not his father. The answer is Rov men. Rove times, your father is your mother's husband. Even if she was unfaithful, that's a miyut. So mimeila, to follow a rove. Tosis writes, we could also, the Gemara also could have said, that maybe, the Gemara could have said, that there, maybe we are going after a chazaka. It's not a rov. It's not rov bilo sachar abal. It's a chazaka. What's the chazaka? That the mother has a cheskas sadekes. That's a good chazaka. So So the Gemara could have said that not learn from here that you're going after a rov, you're going after a cheskas tzidkus. So that's what Tosfos says. So from here it says the Beis Sha'arim not like the Pnei Yehoshua. Because if the Pnei Yehoshua is right, that a cheskas kashrus is mitam rov, that rov Yisrael are ksherim, then Tosfos wouldn't have said that no, maybe it's because of cheskas tzedekes. It's not mitam rov, it's mitam chazaka. This chazaka is mitam rov, because the cheskas kashrus is mitam rov. So if the Pnei Yehoshua was correct, Tosfos wouldn't have made their comment. Tosfos' comment was the Gemara could have said, no, it's not midin rov, it's midin chazaka, cheskas tzedekes. Cheskas tzedekes, according to Pnei Yehoshua, is also mitam rov. That's the ha'ara of the Beis Ephraim. That's in Eben Ezer and Simon Gimel. To give you another address, it's the Beis Ephraim in Yeridea, Simon Beis. And in the Tshuvas Nachlis David in Simon Chavav that we mentioned earlier, he also rejected the Pnei Yehoshua Svar from this Tosfos. And so in the Tshuvas Yehuda Yale of Yehuda Asad, a famous Hungarian posek, in Yeridea Simon Nunvav. So you could say that Pshat and Tosfos is, and to sort of defend the Pnei Yehoshua, that really Tosfos agrees that Cheskas Kashrus is Mikoach Rov. But what Tosfos means is that really you have two Rovs here. You have Rov Bilos Achar Abal and Cheskas Kashrus that comes from a Rov. And that comment was already made by the Chikrei Lev and Chelek Aleph. And what Tosfos is saying is he can't prove Stam Rov from here, but you can prove two Rovs, that you're following two Rovs, not one Rov. So Pashpshat and Tosfos is that they're saying that here you can prove Chazaka, not Rov. But maybe they mean that really Ein Achinami Cheskas Kashrus is Mikoach Rov. But they're saying there's another Rov here besides the Rov of Rov Bilas Acharbal. There's another Rov of Cheskas Kashrus. There's two Rovs. However, in the Avnei Miluim, in Simon Chavzak of Chavzayin, he says that Cheskas Tzedekes is a Chazaka de Meikara. Nami Koach Rov, Ve'einot Bezeh B'tshuvas Nal de Yehuda Kama, Chelek Eben Ezer, and Simon Samach Tes, and in Dibur Haskel Reyes Hashniya, and in Tinyan and Simon Yates. In the Tshuvas Marach or Zerua, in Simon Chavov and Tafiyut, Sof Amar Aleph, he writes there that the Cheskas Tzedekes is a chazaka that's mikoach rov, and it's stronger than a stam chazaka. Okay, like the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua is a much earlier source on his side. Chen da'as the Yeshua Siyankiv, Simon Zayin, Sif Katan Hei, and Eben Ezer, you look at the Yeshua Siyankiv, how much he wrote. I think that Chacham Avadia learned all through the whole Yeshua Siyankiv. It's mafli me'od. It would take probably a year. But we just learned Yeshua Siyankiv. And the Sefer Das Kedoshim in Yeridea, he explains the union of Cheskas Kashrus. It's because a person is Mischanach Mimena Urov, to be careful about Averis in his Surim, Hergal Nasa Teva. So maybe we can say these people, like this Eid, is Machal Shabbos for Esya, where they didn't go to a Jewish day school, where they didn't go to a Cheder, they didn't go to a Frum place. So they don't have a Cheskas Kashrus to start with. If you hold the word of Cheskas Kashrus, is that you were raised to be from. If you weren't raised to be from, you never started with a Cheskas Kashrus. So that would put into question this person's Cheskas Kashrus and his Eidus, and would allow the woman to allow the child not to be considered a mamzer. The Aruch HaShulchan, and Reish Pe'alf Siftes, is writing about a sofer, writes a Sefer Torah, and then he becomes a mummer. He says that even though Mikra Adin, we say Hashtu Hu De'isra, and now the Reyesa came about, and until now is Becheskas Kashrus. Nevertheless, in this Dor Parutz, in this very, remember the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about the 1800s, in this Dor Parutz, where there's so many breaches in modesty, we don't necessarily say that a person had a cheskes kashrus because he lost it a long time ago. He lost his innocence a long time ago. Ki ba'avonoseinu harabim amunah nisrofafa bismaneinu. In our great sins, amunah became become very shvach in our generation. So this aid also, he never really had a cheskes kashrus to start with, living in the door we live in. And that's the Divrei Yoel we mentioned, Rav Yoel of Satmar, who writes that Bizmanenu, Stam people don't have a cheskes kashrus anymore. Because Rav people aren't kosher, Rav Jews aren't from. There's also a tshuva in the Ma'ariya, La Levi in Chelek Aleph and Sof Simen Mem Dalet. There he talks about a sofer who writes a Sefer Torah and then becomes a mummer as a Sefer Torah kosher. To give you a few more addresses if you want to look up more Torah in this, in the Tshuva Shnos Chaim in Ochel Stam Simen Tzadi Aleph, in the Tshuvas Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen Chelek Yordan Nun Hei, in the Sefer Nazir Hashem, which we've probably never heard of in Daf Tes Vav Sof Amud Dalet, in the Tshuvas Lev Chaim in Chelek Beis Simen Yud Beis, in the Ma'ar Sham in the Das Torah in Yordan Simen Aleph Sifkat Yud Ches and Yud Tes Ayin Sham. Okay, so we have more insight into our case, and please God, in the next shiur we will hopefully continue and see all of this vast Bekiyas to help us come to some sort of a conclusion about this Shaila. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.